All right, Kristen at 7:07. Let's bring in Nelson Voss. He over at the Weather Center in Upton. We say a very good morning to Nelson. Nelson, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. You know, it's Eclipse Monday here, so a lot of people are wondering regarding conditions and everything else, my friend. So lay it out for us as far as what kind of visibility we are going to have during eclipse time in this region. Good morning, my friend. Nothing to be primed and ready good to go here.
Yeah.
All right. Nelson,
can you,
good morning, my
friend.
Hear
me?
Let's start again. Now I can hear you. So give us where we are at today as far as the skies and everything else for eclipse viewing. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure thing. Good morning. So actually, for this early kind of April day, probably as good good weather as you would hope for this eclipse. You know, of course, we're not going to be in the totality of the eclipse, but at least an 80-90% obscuration. You know, so what we're going to be looking at is just some high clouds, really thin, high cirrus clouds, which we're going to be moving in later this morning, and looks like through the eclipse. So, you know, that's the only thing that might be, you know, in terms of viewing, just a kind of a little bit of a filtering through those high clouds. But otherwise, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be a thick overcast that you can't see it. So you'll be able to see it, you know, as long as you have your viewing glasses there. Otherwise, temperatures, you know, in the low 60s, upper 50s, low 60s, so very comfortable, light winds. And, you know, it looks like the thicker clouds are going to hold off until after the viewing time. And, of course, the viewing time around 2 o'clock, we'll start to see the moon starting to obscure the sun. And then the maximum, somewhere around 80 to 90% total, you know, obscuration in our area, probably going to be around 3:25, 3:30 p.m. And then that, you know, the moon will continue to kind of, you know, move across, and then you'll be back in full sunshine by about 4:30 p.m. But during that whole time, comfortable temperatures, light winds, and just a little thin veil of cirrus that, you know, it'll cause a little bit of filtering of this, of the viewing, but not too much.
All right. So everything in pretty good shape. Obviously, you got to wear the protective glasses. Very important there, folks. Don't fool around with that. There's, from what I was reading and hearing and all this stuff on research with this thing, if you look up, I mean, you're not going to feel the pain of the retina. You're going to burn your retina, and you don't want to do that, obviously. Put it simple in blunt terms there. Do not view it without the protective glasses, even for a couple of seconds. Don't think
Correct.
You can get away with
Correct.
That. Very important stuff there. So we're looking at anywhere after 2 o'clock totality in this region. Nelson is what, about 3:30, a little after or so, I was right?
Yeah, 3:30, so about 80 to 90% obscuration. But, yeah, like you said, you still need to wear those glasses even with that thin sliver of sun, you know, sunlight, because, like you said, still can do quite a bit of damage. You got to go all the
yes.
way, unfortunately, to western New York, northern New York, to get the total you know, total eclipse, where you could do it without the glasses, at least during totality. But you're pretty close.
One final one here? Is there one spot on Long Island that would be the best of viewing? Is there a spot in Nassau? Is there a spot in Suffolk? Do you know which areas that could be given really good visibility of this?
Well, you know what, I think probably the further east you go, so out on the Twin Forks, you probably have even less,
okay.
You know, the least amount of cirrus. So if anybody can get all the way out there, you probably have the clearest conditions. But, you know, I think even further west in western parts of Nassau, you'll still be able to have a good view, you know, viewing. Just, you know, just that thin veil of cirrus.
Nelson Voss from Upton and the Weather Center. Giving us our eclipse forecast for today. And again, Nels, we can't thank you enough for a couple here doing that.
Sure thing. Thanks, guys.